I want to relate one or two things to you, and then I'm going to ask Jim to come and preach to us. I wondered why he wasn't here, but I see him up there. But while Jim is coming, I want to relate one or two things to you tonight. And the Missouri meeting, I think most of you know it's an allegoric meeting, and that in going up there that we wouldn't be going unless God was involved in it some way. I thought about the connection with the meeting in that Brother Ernie Harberger is down in Miami, Florida right at this particular time. Brother J.T. Parnell and myself was talking about the Miami area today or yesterday, and how that the angel of God appeared to us in a vision down there, and the Lord came and put the ring on our finger, which has to do with this red acrylic around your head here. And also the Missouri meeting. Brother Cleveland's name, as you know, means to divide. And the Bible speaks of Jesus coming back, setting his foot upon the Mount of Olives and it cleaving in half. And of course, the earthquake that hit a few years ago. You remember, papers carried it, hit about 22 states. It went through by the gateway of the West up there. It also shook the little olive branch over there. It was a connection with that. And in that about that time, I thought, Lord, if we had an earthquake, that would do it. And of course, an earthquake came. So the Lord will do anything to confirm his word. How many of you believe that? He'll take you to the east. He'll take you to the west. He'll take you across the waters. Whatever, he'll do anything to confirm his word. This meeting is real allegoric in connection with Brother Harberger's tent down in Miami and him wanting us down there right at this particular time. You remember, we went to Jerusalem. Just before we went over to Jerusalem, we went down to Brother Harberger's. How do you remember that? Went to Titusville, had a meeting there, the launching pad. You know, caught up to heaven, Jerusalem, going over to Jerusalem. We spoke of it before we went over there. How that everything was allegoric, and right at that time that it would just go right over the sea over to Jerusalem. How do you remember that? You know, the fellow back over here at Brother Walden's place mocked us. You know, said something about us to Brother Blake and said, well, so they talk about going, but he didn't believe we was going. And I said, well, all he's got to do is watch us. I said, we plan to go. This is the first trip we really planned. We plan to go. I understand that he didn't even get to go, as far as I know, after that. I'm not even sure he got to go, and we was the one that got to go. But anyway, I spoke of the trip over to Jerusalem in connection with Brother Ernie Harberger's tent in Titusville and also Orlando. And now this meeting that he's having there at the tent in Miami is in connection with the vision where the angel of God came to us and where we saw the death of Brother Branham. The early part, I asked JT the other day, I said, I think it was in the early part of 65. And he said, well, he thought it was in the latter part of 64 or the early part of 65. And after thinking a little, he said it was the early part of 60. He said he thought it was. After he thought it was that when we came to him about Brother Branham's death. And then, of course, a little later on, the Lord came and put the ring on our finger. And spoke to us. And of course that there where we was in the darkness on the bed had to do with one part of the move of God. And then we was on our feet in the light had to do with another part. And there somewhere in connection with that was the be still and know that I'm God's sign, the old sign. And then of course there was the new sign in the tabernacle that we have the picture taken under, you know, down here in the house. So, going to this meeting has to do with the change that we saw there of the darkness and the light. This has to do with Brother David Paul and our God David when we were over in Jerusalem. There, when the God David went over to a dark building and was giving us a lecture, dressed in a black suit, solid black, including his hat. And Brother David Paul went over to the white building dressed in a solid white suit. And as we entered those buildings, Brother David, the guide, was telling us about how it had to do with the with the sons of darkness and the sons of light. And sure enough, when we entered the buildings, we found through means of excavation, they had uncovered ancient scrolls. And one of these scrolls, I read on it, it said the sons of darkness versus the sons of light. And then, of course, when we came outside, there was a number of things happened where we started leading the people, and the guides started falling in behind us. And you remember, we went up on the pyramid when they spoke about David about that time. All right, now, this meeting, I'll try to do this right hurriedly so Brother Jim can come on up here. But this meeting has to do with the changeover and going to Missouri. That's the show me state, they tell me. It's the gateway of the West, which is the change. I brought out some things on the other night here, so it won't be necessary to go into those, but I brought out some things concerning it starting at the gateway and going west and so forth. And so then this meeting in Missouri is a real allegoric thing. Even the change from the auditorium and so forth is real allegoric. And I see something in this meeting in connection with the tent that Brother Harberger has down in Miami, Florida. That is the meeting at this particular time. There's something outstanding that's connected with it. David going up there, meeting this other brother David, two Davids together, and one of them apparently is gone into darkness, and the other represents the move of light. Now, again, we see the same thing in Jerusalem repeat itself up here at the gateway of the West. And about the time that we go up there, they're going to have a great meeting. And this great meeting, of course, is going to be charismatic. And the charismatic move is not the move of God. But this has to do with the establishing of the truth. And when we go up there, it is allegoric of the stones that descend from out of heaven to be founded upon the apostolic foundation. And it has to do with the establishing of Jerusalem and King David coming in to rule. Now, that's why the Lord allowed David to have his conflict like he did. I made the statement, David went up there and Brother Paul Stone went with him, and he'd already brought the slingshot that killed Goliath from back over yonder. So, we see something that's taking place up there, and in the meeting that they're going to have, as far as I can tell, in the charismatic thing, it has to do with the gathering of the seed of Gog and Magog at the end of the millennium to come up against God's established kingdom where He Himself has set up His throne where they come in to know the Most Holy. Now, are you following me? You would say, Brother Pike, what do you mean the end of the millennium? Now, I'm not going to get to preaching. I just want to say this. The end of the millennium, the gateway of the West, there is the West. If you're going westward, there is the East. If you're going eastward, if the Western perspective of it is finished, which is the woman part, that means the church part is ended. The bride is sealed in. She hath made herself ready. And it means that the Western part, which is America, has finished her course. The middle of this year has finished her course. Now, are you listening to me? America is typical of Canaan land. At the end of the millennium, the fire comes down from out of heaven. Why? Because Gog and Magog will gather together against Israel at the end of the millennium. And at the end of the regime of America, Gog and Magog, you can trace their descendants to Russia, and you'll find that Russia will come up against America at the end of this age, and the fire that will come down out of heaven to devour, like Brother Branham saw the thing, like it was here concerning America in ashes. Peter said, the heavens being on fire shall melt with fervent heat, which is the atom bomb, or the hydrogen bomb, turning the elements into fire. Are you paying any attention now? All right, the Bible said, give them earnest heed. Don't let it slip, because this is what you're going to need to translate you, the mind of Christ. All right, now, It's not the words that I express, it's the frame of mind that I build in you from the expression of these words as I place these words just right so that your frame of mind will, see, in other words, it's not all the words you hear in school that gives you an education and a diploma. It's the mind that is established in you from hearing all the words, because you can't remember all the words a teacher tells you. How many understand what I'm saying? Okay, they that have exercised their senses to be able to discern between good and evil. So then at the end of the age, so there at the gateway of the west, it denotes the end of the western part and the beginning of the new coming through the gate into the eastern part, like Brother James and I prayed in Israel for those sealed gates to be open. Brother James, this denotes the opening of the sealed gates. Even Brother J.T. Parnell said something that had to do with that today about the seals, I believe, or about the seal, I believe it was. We gave him some water from Mara's well. It had to do with this, and a belt that came from Jerusalem. Brother James, I believe you was connected with that Jerusalem belt, wasn't you? You and Brother Blake. It had to do with the promised son, Isaac. And we gave it to him, and from Mary's well, that was a place of the Annunciation, where the angel Gabriel came and told Mary about the coming of the gift of God. Brother J.T. was talking about the woman at the well, saying, if thou had known the gift of God, speaking of Jesus Christ himself, being the gift of God. All right, now, so then that has to do with the end of it and the changing over. I'm just dropping these few things in before Jim comes to minister to you, that so that you'll understand why you should pray and why we're going up there, why that I say these things in Revelation. A lot of times I speak of things being in Revelation and I catch the people's spirit and they are saying within their spirit, well, he says everything's Revelation. Everything that he does is to his convenience Revelation. But you've got to admit that I come along and prove to you that it's in Revelation by explaining to you. And if a man of God is in our midst and can understand it, he'll know that it's Revelation. If you don't understand it, then I can understand that you're a babe in Christ. But it's positive proof that it's Revelation. Either this is Revelation or I'm connected with something in some world, somewhere, that's got a whole lot of something that I ain't never heard about before and you haven't either. So whatever it is, it sounds mighty good to me. And it makes good sense from the start to the finish. Everything fits line upon line and precept upon precept. And it's got to be the spirit of truth, because everything that we bring out connects itself together and proves out to be the truth. So it has to be the spirit of truth. There's only one spirit of truth. That's the Holy Ghost. So then in this meeting at the gateway of the west, it is the changeover with the woman going out, coming through the eastern gate, anointing King David, bringing in the regime of the Son of David, which is Jesus in the holies of holies. The most holy, the Bible calls it, and bringing in the eastern part of the move of God. So then this part in the east will be a quick, short work. Whereas that one in the west has been with Billy Hargis and T.L. Osborne and Oral Roberts and the many other great men in that area, including Brother David Terrell that put his headquarters out there. That is the sunset of what we sent to Pat Boone's when we sent the song Israel Saying Sunset. And it had to do with the baptism that Brother J.T. took a picture of today and spoke of the Mount of Transfiguration, connected with Mount of Transfiguration. And so then the eastern perspective of it begins. It starts, and with that, it moves it into the rim of what we're doing here. I remember Brother J.T.'s tent when he come over that flood back over there in Jeffersonville. I remember that. Him and Brother Wayne had to go across the river back over there and get a 20-foot piece of the curtain that I said was the door and the closing to the ark when the flood was over there. They hadn't sent it to him. And then when it came over, I spoke of the revelation. A lot was connected with it. Rode all the way over here and sat down. I predicted it would sit down here in the front yard. Came over here and sat down in the front yard. And Brother J.T. spoke of the Ark of the Covenant being here, and that God moved it out of the tent in the wilderness. Moved it over here, and that Brother J.T. is back in that wilderness, back up on a hill. And about that time, after he said the Ark of the Covenant was here, Brother Atlee took a picture of the rainbow over it here, and that was the opening of the door of coming out into the new world, which was a millennium. And I spoke of the holiness up to the holiness unto the Lord being on everything. You know how it started so far to prove that it was the new earth or the new message. Brother J.T. himself saying something new was to come out of here that the people had never gotten before. But anyway, I'm just dropping this in, and for them that are listening, that are interested, that are trying to move up in God, they'll get it and it'll fit together and everything will work out right.